Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thursdays, we also take time to, in our Best of the Midwest series, tell you about places that are a little further outside of town, but not more than a day's drive. I mean, like a convenient drive to go somewhere, have a good day, maybe a good weekend, and come back. So today, we talk about Macomb, Illinois. Have you been there? The executive director of the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is Jock Headblade, who has actually come into our studio. Jock, nice to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
You came bearing gifts, too.
Well, sure.
You brought food, for crying out loud.
We did. We brought
from Macomb.
Yeah. I mean, and why would we bring food from Macomb? Why is it different, right? Well, we are kind of known in the area and the region for these breaded pork tenderloin sandwiches.
Yeah.
And loose meat sandwiches, also known as a made right.
That's what we used to call it.
Yeah, exactly. And then another sandwich is the horseshoe, which is a kind of a stacked open face sandwich. Those three sandwiches are, you know, unique to that area and that region, and absolutely delicious. But good luck trying to find one in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, you don't see made rights or loose meat sandwiches so much here. Maybe an Italian beef, but
right.
We don't see a loose meat sandwich. That's kind of indigenous to the Macomb area.
It is, right.
West Central Illinois.
West Central Illinois.
So where are you relative to where we're sitting right now?
We're about a four-hour drive and about a three-and-a-half-hour train ride on Amtrak, which leaves Union Station here and takes you right to the Macomb Station.
You took Amtrak in today?
I did.
You took the train today?
It was just the easier way to travel. I mean, it was very comfortable to get up here and get here on time.
So when I go to Macomb, that's where Western Illinois University is. There's another college there too, right?
Spoon River College is there. But so a lot of the listeners are probably familiar with Macomb for that reason, for Western Illinois University, whether or not they're an alumni or just heard of it.
Hold on a second. I'm getting my sandwich ready.
I need the pickles. I know priorities.
I need the mustard. I need the onions.
Yes.
For this frisbee of love on a bun.
We call that mopping it down there. Mustard, onion, pickle.
Oh, no kidding. That's how you do your local sandwich.
Yeah.
So a couple well-known schools are there. West Central Illinois.
Yes.
What's the business? What's the industry? Is it an agricultural area?
It's agricultural. It's educational. And we also have some industry there. There's a Pella window factory there. There's an NTN Bauer bearing factory there. And there's a lot of other factories within our bailiwick there within McDonough County, or better known as Unforgettable Forgottonia.
Yeah, that's the phrase. That's the sort of advertising slogan or catchphrase for your town. A lot of towns and regions are, of course, doing that, but it's not Forgottonia, it's Unforgettable Forgottonia.
Right.
Forgottonia is a funny way to do it, isn't it? Because that means, well, we've forgotten about it, it's Nowheresville.
Right.
But your point is, when you get there, you're going to say, oh, this is unforgettable, this is very nice, Forgottonia.
And it's, you know, kind of, the fact that it's a little forgettable, it's unforgettable, but forgettable is the fact that it's, you know, it's tucked away. It's away from the city. And we like to think of it as a great escape from the city, to come down. It's bucolic. It's beautiful. We're right in the Lemoyne River Valley, and it's a great place just to, you know, kick back, take a deep breath, and kind of decompress from being in city life.
What do I do when I get out there?
There's so many things that you can do. I hope we have enough time to talk about them. But we've got hunting and fishing and swimming, and we've got, you know, boating. There's so many different things that you can do outside in nature. We've got nature trails. We've got four different golf courses. We have a state park. We have another city lake that you can camp at. So there's a million things to do outside.
You told me the other day that it's sort of like you walk onto a small town Ron Howard-ish movie set.
It is.
The town square is,
it's very Mayberry-like.
Yeah,
it is like a movie set. We've got this town square from the mid-1800s. That is just gorgeous, it's pretty well preserved from back in the day. Of course, there's modern stores and that stuff in it. It's got a beautiful four-story brick, Victorian or earlier than Victorian courthouse in the middle of it. It's really kind of a breathtaking little town to see. And a lot of the towns have had those in the past, but they haven't survived the way Macomb's has.
So the way to do the town would then be, okay, go to Macomb. I'm going to stay where?
We have several different hotels and motels to stay at, but there's over four different types of campgrounds. So you could, you know, camp out at one of the state parks. You can stay. There's a hotel out at the university. There's a Hampton Inn. There's a Best Western.
Right. Since you're a university town, a lot of the university towns have lodging for the parents when they
absolutely
come in.
Right.
So you've probably got some decent hotels
we do.
That way. And Airbnbs, are
absolutely.
There some out there?
A lot of Airbnbs.
Okay, so I'm going to go there. I'm going to hang around town. And now what am I going to do? I'm going to, do you have a pub? Do you have a restaurant? Do you have a brew house? What have you got?
We do. Well, we brought you in a little of some of the brew from
There's a growler.
Yeah, there is. Forgottonia Brewing.
Really?
Yes. That's a pale ale that we have there that's called Back in the Mac, back in Macomb, right?
Nice.
But when you go into Forgottonia Brewing, it's a small brewery. They sell growlers. They have probably about 10 different types of beer on tap or hard ciders, and they change those frequently.
It does sound to me like it would just, as I like to say sometimes when I head out that way, turn the screw the other way. Sometimes you don't know how tense or wrapped up you are until you get outside the Chicago area and you just go, oh.
It's really true.
It's nice.
I mean, out the
window, just driving, sometimes it feels good, you know?
As you know, I was here in Chicago for almost 35 years.
You used to produce here, radio and TV.
I did. And I moved back to Macomb for that very reason, that when I love Chicago. I'm not saying anything bad about Chicago. It's a world-class town. But I felt like as soon as I got out on the highway or on the train and was on my way down, I could start to breathe again. And it really is a great respite. You can go down Macomb. It's the perfect little road trip, weekend road trip, because you can go away, be down there, be out of all the hustle and bustle, forget about what's happening here in your life, right? And you can spend 2 or 3 days there and feel like you've spent a week. And I mean that in a good way, not, you know.
Absolutely. All right, so let me throw a couple of things, names, places at you and tell me what it has to do with your town. The game of Monopoly.
Well, the inventor of the game of Monopoly, a woman named Elizabeth Lizzie McGee, was born in Macomb, Illinois. We have just recently put on display one of her earliest games. This was a game that was about Monopoly and then anti-Monopoly too. You could play it two different ways. She was a fascinating woman. And we've got one of her earliest games on display down there.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln was extremely familiar with Macomb. Not only did he have close relatives, his uncle was in the area, but when he was a young man, before he became president, not only did he come through lawyering, but he was through town many times, especially during the Lincoln-Douglas debates. Not that there was a debate in Macomb, but Macomb at that time had the finest hotel between here and St. Louis. And he would, you know, go from one debate to the other and come back to Macomb. So he was in Macomb even in early years when he was a soldier coming through there.
The civil rights movement.
C.T. Vivian. This is a name that a lot of people may not recognize, but he was one of the architects of the modern civil rights movement. He was responsible for bringing MLK into the fold. He grew up in Macomb, went to high school there, graduated from Western Illinois University, and we're just about to unveil on his birthday on July 30th a 70-foot mural that is basically channeling his entire life across, from the
kind
time of
like
him being
diorama.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. And it ends with Barack Obama giving him the Medal of Freedom.
So we're almost out of time. I'm going to come out to Macomb. Are there any festivals or events coming up that I should put on the calendar?
I think you should, yes. We've got an event coming just this weekend, Jeep Blitz, where 300 Jeeps from around the region come in. They've got obstacle courses that you can get them shined. They've got all different kinds of special accoutrements you can put on there. The next weekend is Sodbuster Days, and then our 40th annual Heritage Days weekend comes up the 23rd through the 26th, where we've got
of June,
where we've got bands from all over the country. Big carnival, all kinds of great food. We also have something coming up in July called the Survival Challenge, too, which is based on the television show Survivor, where contestants, regular people, can come down and do a week like you're on Survivor. It's the only place it happens in the country.
How do I find out about that?
You just go to visitforgottonia.com.
Visit Forgottonia.com. Unforgettable. Forgottonia is the way Macomb, Illinois describes itself. And doesn't this sound like a nice little getaway for a weekend or a week or a weekend? It
or
feels
move
like
down
a week.
If you'd like. We'd have you move there.
I'll bet that real estate is pretty reasonably priced in your town.
It's reasonably priced and you're still close to Chicago.
Well, not to make light of that fact, but I mean, in this era where people are still working remotely and may not come back to the office permanently.
Absolutely.
For a while. Why not consider that?
You could come down, and even if you had to come to meetings here, the Amtrak goes back and forth two times a day.
I love that you have the train.
Right.
Yeah. And it comes to Union Station.
Right to Union Station. The Illinois Zephyr or the Carl Sandburg?
Jock Headblade is the executive director of the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, we've been featuring beer on this radio station a lot lately. I'm going to have to crack that growler here in a few minutes.
I hope you do. I think.
But in the meantime, I have this, what am I about to take a bite of here?
That is the breaded pork tenderloin sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have done that. That's really good, though.
Deep fried breaded pork. How can you go wrong,
with
right?
Pickles and onions and mustard. Hooray. Okay, the website again is?
Visit4gottonia.com.
Nicely done. Nice to see you, John.
Really great seeing you, John. Thanks for having me.